Well, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And the big news of the morning is that the House Judiciary Committee and the House Health and Government Operations Committee voted 27-18 yesterday to approve the governor's gun control package. And since we have we're coming down here to the end of the General Assembly, thank God, the full House vote is going to be expected this coming week. Now, there were some amendments adopted. As you'll recall, the Senate voted and approved the governor's gun bill a week or so ago. And now the House committee has approved it. That doesn't mean it's become law yet. The full House has to vote on it. And there were a couple of amendments that were pretty much meaningless. The entire bill is still a bad bill. A few little tweaks and changes here, and they'll have to come together between the House and the Senate to try and get this gun control fiasco passed into law here in Maryland. And well, it is what it is. It's just disappointing that that could happen. The voices of the majority in Maryland have once again been shouted into silence. Thousands of people showed up in opposition to these bills. 1.4 million emails against this bill have gone to the members of the General Assembly, both in the House and the Senate. And they continue to trudge forward on this thing. So at the end of the day, we just don't know. We don't know what the entire vote in the House will be. We know that there's incredible arm twisting going on, that there's incredible promises and threats going back and forth among the members of the General Assembly. But at the end of the day, we are going to have one of the most restrictive firearms laws in the entire country. In the entire country. Along those lines, we have a letter here from Beretta USA Corporation to Delegate Kump from West Virginia. And he had written them a letter and invited Beretta to, hey, come on down, West Virginia. We'll take care of you. And the letter from Beretta back to Delegate Kump goes like this. Thank you very much for your kind letter of February 27th, 2013. We appreciate your expression of interest in having Beretta companies in the U.S. move to your region. However, we are not entertaining invitations of that type at this time, but instead are focused on the legislative debate pending in Maryland relating to potential firearm and firearm magazine bans. Only after that debate is resolved and the impact of pending legislation on our companies is known, we will evaluate what further steps, if any, our companies need to take in that regard. Certainly, if our business interests require that we expand or relocate part of our operations elsewhere, we will consider West Virginia in that regard. Sincerest, Beretta USA Corporation, General Counsel and Vice General Manager of Beretta in Accokeek, Maryland. So Beretta did not rule out a move. They simply said, we're not looking at this time pending forthcoming legislation. And I'm sure anyone involved in firearm manufacturing of semi-automatic firearms like Beretta or LWRC on Maryland's Eastern Shore and others will take a hard look at these upcoming laws should they go into effect and consider what they're going to do. Hundreds of families, thousands of jobs. Who cares? Hey, who cares? Who cares? We've only had over 6,000 businesses already move out of Maryland. We went from 11 Fortune 500 companies to two or three here in Maryland. Why not? Let's let the good times roll under the current administration. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The water is still cold. We have been traveling the state talking to people in the seafood industry. If you've looked at the prices of seafood, you'll see that there are not a lot of supply. So demand exceeds supply, therefore the prices are high. Crabs are almost a non-starter in Maryland. You can buy some if you can catch somebody who has bitten the bullet and paid the price for crabs. I don't know if you're familiar with the way crabs are shipped, but crabs are sold by the pound in a variety of different containers. It's not just bushels. There's what's called the Carolina box. There's what's called a lug. There's a box, a cardboard box, all sold by the pound. And right now the price of crabs, and these are crabs from southern states, because of the cold weather, because of the inclement weather, high winds and so forth, in the southern states, the price of crabs is at an almost all-time high. Your wholesale dealer is paying $6 for per pound for crabs. Given that a bushel of crabs weighs 40 to 45 pounds, somewhere in there, let's say they're paying, $200 to $250 for a bushel of crabs. So be prepared. Just letting you know. Personally, if I were eating seafood, it would be something that's in the freezer, something that was caught, or it might be a fresh rainbow trout caught today on the first day of trout season. If you're headed that way, if you're going trout fishing today, it looks like a pretty day out there, a little chilly. We'd love to have you call and tell us where you're going, what you're doing, and whether you're set up and ready to go. It is the first day of trout season. Now, some of the areas were not able to be stocked due to ice or inability to get the truck into stock. The North Branch of Potomac River has been delayed, a harvest area. The Broadford Lake, Harrington Lake, Deep Creek Lake, and Muddy Creek was only stocked at the lower and upstream of the falls, just so all of you know that are headed that way. So yellow perch spawn wasn't anything to write home about. We talked about the low recruitment in yellow perch a couple of weeks ago with Paul Piavas, and the fact that there were a number of small fish, but the big giant jumbo perch run did not happen and probably won't happen until next year. Even so, the perch, most of them have spawned, but it's been sporadic because of the cold weather. White perch, not sure what's going on with that. Hickory shad, still cold. Staging in the rivers, and don't have a real good update on that, but that should be breaking loose here in the next week or so. So, when the headboats are able to get out on the Ocean City side, however, the tautog fishing and the black bass fishing has been pretty good, and of course, crappies in the tidal rivers is just getting underway as well. Talk to John Mollican, the biologist up in Western Maryland, talked about walleye fishing. He said the walleye are spawned, pretty much spent at this point. They will be moving away from the dams and spreading out throughout the river. They won't be as concentrated in those dam areas, Dam 4, for example, up there outside of Sharpsburg. They might become a little harder to catch for the next couple of weeks, but there's still plenty of walleyes available, and it's a good fishery up there. So pretty soon they're going to start moving away. Now, there are reports in some of the tidal rivers that people are dipping herring. There is a moratorium on river herring. You are not allowed to do that. You will be cited. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. You can't dip herring. Not for bait, not to eat if you do so. I can't imagine anybody that would, but most of them are sold for bait, and you cannot do that anymore, so we can't do that. Flounder season just opened, and the 16-inch minimum size with four fish per day is a liberalization of the flounder limit. So if you're fishing for flounder, 16 inches, four fish a day, that is very, very good news. and are referring to flounder fishing. Of course, that takes place in the coastal bays on Ocean City. Of course, a lot of folks go to the eastern shore of Virginia for that, down to Chincapeague and Wachaprigg and some of those areas for the early flounder season. Again, the water's still cold, but, you know, the flounder rigs have gone into effect. We learned of the passing of Doug Ake from Ake Marine the other day, a very big tackle shop in Ocean City. So our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Doug. I've only met him a couple times, a very friendly guy. Great tackle business there in Ocean City, so the family's taken over the business, and we mourn the passing of Doug, who services, I believe, were yesterday. So there we go, just in case you are a frequent visitor to Ocean City, that you can think about Doug over this Easter holiday weekend. Our number here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. We are taking your calls, and we invite all of our callers to give us a shout here this morning and share your fishing story, talk about whatever you want to talk about. I've given you the latest update on the gun bill and on fishing just in a brief amount of time. And we had a discussion last week, well, not much one. I mean, I talked about it. It wasn't much of a discussion about it, about giving your Social Security number when you get your fishing license. And I mentioned that, you know, youngsters don't have any trouble giving up their Social Security number. They don't, you know, they don't seem to get it, how important that is and how vital that is to protecting their identities. So I got some insight on that from a younger person, and I was absolutely amazed at what she told me. So we can talk about that. But we're taking your calls, folks, and I'd especially want to hear from those of you who are going trout fishing. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So let's take a call, and then we'll take a break. So we will. Where's my stuff? There it is. Yes. Okay. So, turkey season right around the corner. Turkeys strut, whitetails rut. Well, to get you in the mood, Strut and Rut Archery has expanded and opened a new location in Elkton, Maryland. Now, Strut and Rut Archery is open right now, of course. On Saturday, April 6th, that's next Saturday, April 6th, it's the grand opening and the open house of the new Strut and Rut Archery. Really nice shop. Jeff and Mary Adkins, down-to-earth people who are willing to share their knowledge and open their store to you. And if bow hunting is your passion, you need to get to know Strut and Rut. With a wide selection of compound bows and crossbows from folks like Matthews and Mission, Elite and Diamond, and all the accessories, you'll find the products and services you need for success. The Techno Hunt video target range allows you to shoot your equipment for off-season practice and leagues. Their expert pro staff technicians can tune your bow or set up a new one for you, for your spouse, your kids, and then you can shoot it right there at the Techno Hunt system. Strut and Rut offers fishing tackle and crabbing gear, too. Now, on April 6th, we invite you to stop by for the grand opening and open house in their new 4,000-square-foot facility right off Route 40. Yep, you go right straight up Route 40, go through the light there at Elkton where the Burger King is on the right, keep going, and you turn right on Maloney Road in Elkton. That's across from Staples, right past the big truck dealership there. Product representatives and pro staff will answer questions and conduct product demonstrations. There are free refreshments, too. Visit the website, strutandrutarchery.com, for online purchasing. Your new gear can be shipped directly to you. And for business hours, please visit strutandrutarchery.com. The phone number, 410-885-5058. If you're looking for a new Matthews bow, that's 410-885-5058. Do you hunt, fish, or go crabbing? Get to know Strut and Rut. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners.
Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linux spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux now offer the new Linux Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linux of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linux is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linux spray-on bedliner.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review, Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones. They're mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot.
That's Darryl Worley, ladies and gentlemen, remaking a song that previewed the old Andy Griffith show. And if you remember old Andy Griffith, he was Andy Taylor, yeah, was the sheriff, right? Only Andy Griffith played Andy Taylor, the sheriff of Maybury. Yeah, and when Andy came out, old Andy came out and was touting Obamacare, we figured it was time to ditch him and throw that song in the stacks and stacks of forgotten wax. So Daryl came out and did his version, and we went with Daryl on that. And of course, Andy went room temperature on us. So let's talk to Bruce in Linthicum, and then we got Dick in St. Michael's. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Good morning, Al. How are you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I just heard recently, I don't want to be a bearer of bad news, but I heard on one of your programs, I always listen to your show, I love it. And I was just going to say Andy Griffith song might be one of the reasons, but we'll get rid of Andy and do Barney. How's that?
Yeah, Barney's good.
But anyway, I heard that they were raising the hunting license 35% up in Annapolis. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, let me explain, Bruce, what Senate Bill 619 does. Senate Bill 619... indeed does it raise the cost of a hunting license for people who are above the age of majority and under senior. In other words, from a regular hunting license holder. All right. Mm-hmm. Now, how much do you know about the bill? How much have you heard about the bill?
Not much at all. As a matter of fact, that's why I called you.
All right. Well, the bill was heard in committee this past Thursday, and I was in the room, testified in support of Senate Bill 619. This is an 8-month effort by the sportsman's community. We got together representatives of people from a broad coalition of sportsman's organizations around the state and hammered out an agreement. The budget for wildlife and heritage, and let me explain, DNR did not request the increase in hunting licenses. They tried that last year, and their proposal was killed. So devastated. So Senator Astle looked at the budget. Senator Astle said, you know what? this is my bill, this is my cause, I'm going to take this on. He contacted the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Foundation. They got together, brought the hunting community together, including guides and outfitters, waterfowlers, bow hunters, the Western Maryland Coalition of Sportsmen's Club that has 11,000 members,
right.
Members of the Wildlife Advisory Commission. There were three of those fellows in the room, including the chairman and the vice chairman, or I guess the top-ranking officers of the Wildlife Advisory Commission. And here's what Senate Bill 619 does.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A part of the bill does raise hunting licenses. The license will go from $24.50 to $37.
Wow, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But, now wait a minute. Now listen, if you have a young hunter
right.
in your family, junior hunter, 16 and under,
right.
the $10.50 bill, $10.50 for the basic license is still in effect. Now, do you have kids, Bruce?
I do, sir. He's 18. I'm not really much of a hunter either. I'm just an outdoorsman, and I love your program, and I thought I would call you.
Well, okay, but let me explain and see if you think this makes sense. And as a non-hunter, all right. So, if you have a junior hunter and you pay that $10.50 for his license,
right?
If the boy or girl wanted to bow hunt, it was an additional $6 stamp fee for the bow hunting stamp. If they wanted to hunt with a muzzle loader, that's another $6. If they wanted to hunt waterfowl, that's another $9.
Wow.
Okay? If they wanted to trap, that's another $5. And if they wanted to take a bonus buck, if they were lucky enough to kill, you know, enough deer to qualify for a bonus buck,
right.
The fourth one in the season, so to speak, then that was another $10.
Jeez.
Well, yeah, it adds up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But under this bill, all the stamp fees go away, and they only pay $10.50, and they can participate in archery, muzzle loading, trapping, bonus buck, and waterfowl without any additional money being spent. They can save as much as $36 on that junior license.
Well, there's an upside then.
Very much of an upside. Yeah. Now, wait, there's more. But wait, there's more.
All right.
All right. The bill also authorizes the Secretary of the Department of Natural Resources to install a fee for people who do not have a hunting license to use wildlife management areas. There are 40-some wildlife management areas in Maryland, over 111,000 acres
mm-hmm.
on the western and eastern shore that are maintained by hunters' dollars. In other words, the people that are there, and there's only four DNR employees, two on the eastern shore and two on the western shore, that run that 111,000 acres and all those different properties, all right?
All right.
Well, this bill would allow the secretary to say anybody using the wildlife management areas, they would then have to pay a fee, just like hunters do, to use those areas.
Good.
You like that?
Yes, that's very good. I'm glad to hear that.
Now, wait a minute. There's more.
Wow.
Yeah, there's more.
Really unusual.
Well, there is more. The Wildlife Fund is in a lock box. They cannot touch the money generated by hunting license fees. And then the other way that the department is funded is through Pittman-Robertson funds, which is the Wildlife Restoration Act. Those fees are locked because if they were to use any part of that fee as part of any other project, let's say for schools or roads,
right.
the entire federal contribution gets stopped right then and there. So they're not about to step over the boundary line on that.
Well, that's such good news. I'm glad to hear that. I'm always hearing bad news coming out of Annapolis.
Well, yes, it is a fee increase. There's no question about it. But you've got to look at the other parts of it as well. Because if the bill fails, then kids are going to be paying $30-some for their license fees. You know,
right.
the wildlife management areas are going to be, you know, they're going to be wide open and no money generated from that. The other part of that bill, to bring parity between the civil court and the district court, is to allow over the course of the next 4 years, 25% an increase per year, allow the district court fines that are collected for wildlife violations to be put into the wildlife fund. Right now, they're put in the general fund. So if you got a poacher that shoots a deer at night and pays a $500 fine, guess what? That doesn't go back into the fund to replace the money. That goes to the general funds right now. So what the bill does is allow over the next 4 years, 25%, then 50, then 75, then 100% of those fines to be put back into wildlife as kind of a replacement or replenishment fee.
Well, that's great. You guys did an excellent job.
Well, it was a lot of work, and it was a lot of meetings, and it was a lot of emails and phone calls and back and forth over 8 months, and the sportsman's community came together on most of that.
Great. Good group of people.
Yep. So there you go. Does that explain it?
Yeah, it's excellent. You did an excellent job. Made me feel good about it. And supplement can actually be done positively there. That's great.
Exactly right. Thanks, Bruce.
Sure. I appreciate your program.
Appreciate the call. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep. If you like that, by the way, call your delegate in your district and let him know that you'd like him to support Senate Bill 519. Senate Bill 619. 619 is the number. Dick in Michaels, how are you? St. Michaels, how are you?
How you doing, Alan?
I'm confused.
Oh, you're going to really be confused after this.
Why is that?
Well, I'm 70 years old.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you how many guns that I got from my dad and my grandfather.
Yep.
And it's over 30. Okay, I was married for 31 years.
Yep.
The first time.
Yep.
I married another lady who I love to death.
Yep.
She left me, and she wants a divorce.
Yeah.
And her lawyer sent me a daggone interrogatories asking how many guns I own and all the serial numbers on them, and what are they?
What'd your lawyer say?
I have not talked to him about it.
Well, you better talk to him, brother.
I'm going to.
All right.
But I want your opinion on it. I mean, I cannot believe that this lady would ask me for all this stuff.
Hey, Dick. Guess what?
What?
She wants either the guns or the money. So what are you going to give her?
Neither one, because I'll give them to my son. She'll never know what I got. She doesn't know what I have a gun safe, so I'm going to put them in the gun. I'll just give them to my son.
Hey, Dick.
Hey, what?
You know what? If you haven't talked to a lawyer, shame on you.
Well, I have.
All right. What's your lawyer say?
In my opinion,
you brought those into the marriage. If you purchased those firearms while you were married to this woman, that would be one thing. Just like buying a car or some furniture or whatever, you got to split all that. But if you bring something into the marriage and you had those 30 guns before you married that woman, well, guess what? She shouldn't even have her eye on them.
I agree with you.
But she's looking at the money. So, Dick, the guns or the money? That's the way it's going to be, according to her lawyer. Your lawyer should be able to stop that.
Well, I know, but it's in the interrogatories, you know, all this stuff.
Hey, Dick, let your lawyer answer the interrogatories.
Right.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't let him go. I'd fight tooth and nail for them. Is she related to the governor that she wants to grab your guns?
Pardon me?
Is she related to the governor that she wants to grab your guns?
She is a liberal. I shouldn't say that, but yeah.
Well... you asked my opinion. I gave you my opinion, but it's only my opinion. It doesn't mean anything under the law. I would just simply say, let your lawyer handle it and, you know, do what you got to do. So,
yeah, but I just wonder, I mean, can you?
Look, Dick, here's the deal. If I got those guns from my father, my grandfather, the only gun that I would think she would have any interest in is a gun that you may have purchased.
Well, I haven't since I've been married.
Well, there you go. So tell your lawyer that. But, you know, it's okay to tell me, but I can't give you any advice that means anything.
As a matter of fact, none of them are even registered. One of them is, yeah. One of them's got a serial number that I bought from Anglers years ago.
Yeah, all right. Well, there you go. So
that's it.
But remember, you are on the radio.
Well, yeah.
Nobody knows who you are anonymously, but I will tell you, Dick, I would definitely get my lawyer involved in that deal. No question about it. And where the guns wind up, that's up to you. I'm not going to advise you on that. So.
Well, I just wanted your opinion on it.
Well, my opinion is seek legal counsel. I can't say it any more plainly than get a lawyer.
Okay.
All right?
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Folks, I'm not a lawyer. I am not. I had guns that were that I had brought into the marriage. I had guns that I purchased during my first marriage. When the first marriage broke up, my guns were in my gun case. And when I got to where I was going here in Maryland, my 30-30 was missing. Yep, turned out my mother-in-law had slipped that out of the gun case and was holding on to that for some unknown reason. So, you know, I've yet to see my old 30-30, but it's okay there, Edna, if you're still alive. I got me a pre-64 30-30, made the year I was born, and I got me a pre-64 32 Winchester Special, made 1952. So as far as that old 30-30, that post 62 Winchester that with the maple stock that was purchased at JCPenney's and had a cheap scope on it, yeah, I shot one of my first deer with it, but guess what? I'm good to go. You just hang on to that, whatever that's worth to you. 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 410-WCBM 680. 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. Now, I mentioned about the Social Security number. Had an interesting talk. A young lady by the name of Laura, who I've mentioned here before, is our social media coordinator. And Laura puts everything on Facebook and handles all the people that like us on Facebook, like Maryland Hunting Quarterly, like Maryland Loves Crabs, like the Outdoors and Radio Show, like Ellis Outdoors, LLC. We have all those Facebook pages and social media, and Laura handles all that. And she listens to the show on podcast, which you can too by going to ellisoutdoors.com. And if you'd like to send me an email, the ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. My last name is Ellis. And it's ellisoutdoors.com is the email address. But she was listening to the show, and she called me up, and she said, I want to tell you about the Social Security number. I said, okay. She said, when I was in college, she said, that was our student ID number. Every piece of paper that we had to fill out, including all of our tests, had our Social Security number on the face of the test. We had a notebook that we had to keep with our student ID number posted on the front. And all of us did it. All of us had it. All of us had to do it. All of us had to use our Social Security number for our student ID number in college. And she said, I assume this happens all over the country. And she said, you said that, you know, young people, you know, didn't seem to mind giving up their Social Security number as much as the older Americans did, understanding what it meant. She said, that's why we've been used to giving it up just, you know, on a daily basis in college. I found that explanation pretty fascinating. So there is a possible explanation for that. We're going to talk to Bruce in Delaware, but right now I've got to tell you about Clyde's Sports Shop. Clyde's is ready for fishing. You know, rockfish season is right around the corner. Trout season opened today. Of course, they've got all the bait. They've got all the power bait. They've got all the little hooks and the weights and the swivels and the bobbers and all that if you need that for, you know, any kind of pan fishing or trout fishing. But they also have the big parachutes, the big trolling lures, you know, the big umbrella rigs, the trolling rods and reels at great prices, I might add. They have your fishing license. They have live bait if you need it at Clyde Sports Shop. Yeah, where are they located? Clyde Sports Shop is on Hammonds Ferry Road. And I just, how many years have I been doing this? What's their address? I'm not looking. I try to do this by memory. Yeah, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That's right. You knew that, right? 2307. I almost said it, and I thought something stopped me. But it is 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Their phone number there is 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. The website is www.clydessports.com. Two S's in the middle. They're open 7 days a week. They take all major credit cards, and they're anxious to serve you. Fishing and hunting, Turkey season's right around the corner. They got everything you need for that, too. So visit Clyde's Sports Shop. Tell them you heard about them right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. And if you want an up-to-date fishing report, call their fishing hotline, 410-242-247-FISH. Boy, I really messed that up. 247-FISH, 247-3474.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
The following is a paid announcement.
Governor O'Malley wants to enact laws that burden the right of self-defense for the law-abiding citizen. These restrictions will deny rights to those least able to afford them. The governor openly admits he wants to tax a civil right and make it a profit center for Maryland. The governor proposes laws that violate American values. His laws will not target criminals. His laws will only convert the lawful into criminals. The governor's penalties against law-abiding people will cause the loss of jobs, security clearances, and could even stop you from getting a mortgage. The governor's laws will subject active duty service members to prison time if they cannot register their firearms while serving overseas. They will subject young hunters to prison time for possessing common hunting ammunition. And you'll risk prison for not knowing to register a hunting firearm that the state previously approved you to own. Gun control helps no one. This message brought to you by Maryland Citizens. Learn more at MarylandShallIssue.org.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Just how much money has Governor O'Malley and the ultra-liberal legislature lifted out of your pockets? Get ready for the shocking answer on the next Tom Maher Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They'll never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Mr. Bruce in Delaware, how are you, sir?
Well, good, sir, good, sir, and a good Easter to you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend, I appreciate that. Remember the reason.
Yeah, amen. Well, okay. We had a big Good Friday service at Crossroads Community Church in Georgetown, Delaware. Unbelievable.
We had a great game dinner last Saturday night that I talked about here on the air. We had about 150 mostly guys in the room, a lot of them in camo. When the invitation was given, we had 25 souls respond to the invitation, and that did everybody in the room a world of good. So,
anyway.
There you go.
Anyway, what I'm calling on, and I picked up the back end of your what happened in Annapolis. That gentleman speaking before. That's really, really a good thing. How they're going to find these guys and take 25%. Eventually, everything will go to the where it belongs.
I mean, what are you talking about?
The legislative, the court, when they find somebody for the.
They're going to start at 25% next year. In other words, if it's a $500 fine,
right,
that gets paid, the court costs remain with the court. We're talking about the fine only.
Right.
So next year it would be 25% of $500, which is $125. The following year it would be $250. The following year it would be $375. And the following year it would be the entire $500 going into the wildlife fund.
That is great. That is.
They do it now with the circuit court. We're just bringing the district court into parity with the circuit court.
That's great. So. I mean, that's good legislation.
Yeah.
And what I'm calling about over in Delaware, I'm pretty sure you know about the gun grabs going on over here.
Oh my gosh, your governor's just as bad as ours.
I think it's worse. I'm not sure. And the whole, we were two weeks ago, I was up there to testify, you know, how it's against this and against that.
Right.
I did some research before I went there. So let's look at the history of these shooters. Where they came from, the mass murder guys. Well, they were either Democrats or hated Republicans. So I suggested that we would have legislation against people becoming Democrats.
How'd that go over?
Not well at all. I got gaveled out and was told my time was up.
I bet you were.
But I'm really concerned how bad it's becoming over here. Delaware is run by the Newcastle County. And
right.
Democrat.
Yeah.
It is nothing, there's no freedom anymore. It's taking all the freedom and liberty away.
Well, welcome to Maryland.
Yeah, well, that's actually Maryland. Now, a friend of mine is a state trooper, and he had to go testify that they like the gun laws. Have you guys, is there anything down the road that's going to happen to you also? Are they taking
the
magazine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The House just passed the governor's gun bill out of committee yesterday. It goes to the full House this week. Hopefully, they won't be able to reach a compromise. But knowing this General Assembly, they will between the House and the Senate. The bill has been slightly modified, but it's still requiring fingerprints. They're still talking about, gun registration, handgun registration, and that type of thing. And they're not really addressing the criminal issue like they ever do. Because the General Assembly is full of lawyers. That's your meal ticket. You know, anytime Johnny commits a crime and goes to jail, well, you know, they got to have a lawyer to get him out. And they get him out, and, you know, Johnny goes back on the street, and he commits a crime again. And, you know, guess what? Mama calls a lawyer, and the lawyer goes and bails Johnny out, and Johnny comes back out on the street. Johnny commits another crime. Mama calls a lawyer every time. Ka-ching.
And, well, I'm thankful you're not a lawyer. That's one thing to say.
Why is that?
Oh, because you said you're not a lawyer. The other conversation.
You're thankful I'm not a lawyer?
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
Because you wouldn't be in the radio doing what you're doing.
No. That's right.
And I really, another reason, I thank you so much for your show. I enjoy it. I just enjoy it.
We do our best, brother. We try to. You know, lay the truth out there. We try to educate the people. We try to give you a little bit of an entertaining time while you're listening and try to get our facts right. Sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. But we bring up, we try to bring up issues, people will call in about. And it just, you know, it's very interesting. Very interesting. I had a series of emails yesterday with a fellow I respect a lot. And I said, you know, in all these conversations and all these meetings we've had and all these gatherings we've had, as far as the sportsman's community is concerned, you got all these groups represented. Everybody knows me. They know I've been on the radio for 25 years, and only one guy out of all those people wanted to come on the radio, and that was to talk about something on his agenda. And I said, you know, why hasn't anybody on these committees, on these panels, called to support the legislation that we've all worked so hard to do? Why is it only me?
And
the answer was, I don't know what to say. You're absolutely right. So there you go. All right, brother.
All right. You have a great one.
Thanks, Bruce. Bro. Keep up the fight. And, hey, look. Where are you going to move? I mean, where are we going to move if we can't move to Delaware? Virginia, I guess, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
it's getting that little upside down up over there.
It depends on where you are, but yeah, Virginia's a little bit little bit better right now. Maybe South Dakota.
I'm told North Dakota, but it's just,
North Dakota, the economy's booming out there. I have friends that go to North Dakota all the time. And, North Dakota, Wyoming, got to love it. All right. Yeah. Thanks, Bruce.
I like the boat. Thanks.
Bye. See you. Bye-bye. 410, it'll be CBM 680, 410-922-6680. Switching up here a little bit, it's time for the Maryland Fishing Challenge. We've got fishing just starting to come on. If you catch one of those big old rainbow trout today that meets the minimum size, you could win a great prize like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop, or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, and prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. And now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland Citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It is that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. Stop by your local fishing citation center, check the fishing rule book you get with your license, or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2013 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Citation Fish Program. Again, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. The question is, are you feeling lucky? All right. Hey, let me tell you about our buddy Sean Mann. Now, Sean is, as I mentioned many times over the years, Sean is the attained the title of World Goose Calling Champion and Champion of Champions in his lifetime, which means he retired from competition because he's risen to the top of his field. And along the line, Sean developed a series of goose and duck and waterfowl calls called the main one, the first one being called the Eastern Shoreman, the most popular duck call, goose call in Maryland, the most popular goose call called the Eastern Shoreman. It was a revolution when Sean's call came out. It was a long call. Some called it a flute. Some called it the long call. But it has remained virtually unchanged since the time it was created. The Eastern Shoreman can reproduce all the sounds of a Canada goose, and in the hands of even the unexperienced, it's easy to operate. So if you're looking to become a goose caller, invest moderate investment in the Eastern Shoreman goose call from Sean Mann Outdoors. You can check them out online, www.seanmann.com. Or call the office, 800-345-4539. That's seanmann.com, SEANMANN.com, or 800-345-4539. And you can see the entire line of all the Sean Mann gear and learn about his hunting program in the prairie region of Canada. If you'd like to go on a trip with Sean, you can do that too. That number again, 800-345-4539 for Sean Mann. Let's talk to Charles in Baltimore. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm just fine.
What's up?
I heard that our government is giving a great deal of money to the preservation of elephants. And here we are supporting the killing of all the elephants in Kenya, the huge number of elephants they've recently killed in order to protect the agricultural rights of the people to grow their farm products, because the elephants come into these farms and eat everything.
That is true.
And I was disturbed over the fact that we are actually giving money to our government,
Charles,
trying to protect these things.
Where are you getting your information?
On the radio.
On the radio.
That program that goes all night, coast to coast.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, let me do a little research in this, because this is the second or third time you've brought up this point. And I think I'll do a little research into that and see what I can find for you.
And I wanted to tell you that all hunters, you better protect your guns and what you do with them. My best friend had a couple $100,000 worth of guns, and I don't know if you know how much an elephant bullet costs, but it's expensive.
Yes.
And he decided to protect it from his wife. And he got divorced, so he sold all his guns to his best friend, for $1.
Yep.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of hunting material. And his friend wouldn't give it back. I said to myself, good grief.
Yeah, good grief is right.
What can happen? You need an attorney.
Absolutely.
To know what you're going to do with these guns and all your hunting material that no one can just take it from you.
That's right.
And he had no recourse. He lost his whole collection.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Wow. So the friend wasn't really a friend, was he?
He wasn't a friend.
My goodness.
I want to tell you that if you go to Africa,
yes,
be careful of what you buy, because in all of the markets, particularly in Ethiopia, you can buy colobus monkey rugs, which are very beautiful. The colobus monkey is black and white.
Right.
And has long hair.
Right.
And it's against the law to have any of that material here in the United States.
Oh, sure.
States.
Yep.
And you can get into a lot of trouble.
Sure.
So you better check your legal position with a lot of this hunting that we all get into.
Gotcha. Thank you, Charles.
Okay.
You take care, brother. Have a happy Easter. Bye-bye. There he goes. And Tom in Pasadena, our final caller of the hour. How are you today, Tom?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Alice, and stuff, and I appreciate everything you've been doing for us. Got a little heartburn over the issues of can't even find 22 ammo. Or
that's correct.
Kind of good ammo on the shelves anymore. And I'm just hoping maybe you can give us guys some advice or some guidance on maybe us listeners where we can go or who we can complain to.
Well, good luck. Complaining to the dealer that's trying to sell it is useless because he's doing his best to stock up ammunition. That's what he's in business for. So, you can discuss it with him, but don't whine and moan to the guy that's trying to sell it to you because he's in just as big of a jackpot as everybody else is. The demand for ammunition because of the increase in firearm sales is incredible, and people are stockpiling and hoarding ammunition. I find myself buying ammunition when I find it that I don't need. It's incredible. I mean, I bought a box of 22 long, 100 box of 22 long rifles the other day and didn't need it. I mean, I've got plenty of 22 ammo, but you look at it, you go, it's available. Here it is. Let's get it now. It's like buying the cheapest gas on the block. When everybody else is $3.79 and you find it for $3.59. Well, hey, I better fill up.
How about the conspiracy theory?
There's a lot of that out there. I just don't think the manufacturers can keep up. That's it.
I hope you're right about that.
Well, sure. Visit the smaller off-the-wall dealers, the smaller ones. I found plenty of 22 ammo at a shop down between, let's see, where is it? In Vienna. There's a shop in Vienna that had plenty of 22 ammo there. It's just a shop.